With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden today travels to two more states hit hard by Hurricane Helene. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
After traveling to North and South Carolina yesterday to survey storm damage and meet with officials, the president heads to Georgia and Florida today. He's pledging federal assistance to help communities and families rebuild and says it'll cost billions of dollars. Mr. Biden also directed up to 1,000 active duty troops to help with response and recovery efforts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And forecasters say Tropical Storm Leslie has formed in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. Could strengthen into a hurricane by the weekend. There are no coastal watches or warnings in effect. And that storm system was not yet deemed a threat to land. Also at SRNNews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose modestly last week.
The Labor Department reports applications for jobless claims rose by 6,000 to 225,000 for the week ending September 28th. It was slightly more than the 221,000 analysts were expecting. The four-week average of claims fell by 750 to 224,250.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the report said the total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits was down by 1,000 to about 1.83 million for the week of September 21st. Some manufacturers and retailers urging President Biden to invoke a 1947 law as a way to suspend a strike by dock workers that has shut down 36 U.S. ports. At issue is Section 208 of the Labor Management Relations Act of 1947. It's better known as the Taft-Hartley Act. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 205 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 27. This is SRN News. A study of church attendance. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Researcher Ryan Burge has been analyzing data from the Cooperative Election Study, and it reveals that among self-identified evangelical Christians, only 31% say they go to worship services at least once a week. 10% show up at least once a month, while 13% only make it once a year. The polling data also reveals that 10% of self-identified evangelicals never attend church services. That's up from 3% in 2008. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rolled back Georgia's abortion ban this week, but neither side expects that decision to be the final word. The state attorney general's office says it will appeal the ruling to the Georgia Supreme Court. And the state high court could restore the ban on abortions as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected while it considers the case. This is SRN News. In consumer news, there's another Tesla recall.
The electric vehicle manufacturer is recalling 27,000 of its Cybertrucks. The vehicle's rear view camera may not activate immediately when shifting into reverse. Tesla has released a free software upgrade to address the issue, and owner notification letters are expected to be mailed out in several weeks. This is the fifth recall of the Tesla Cybertruck since it went on sale late last year. Rich Thomason reporting.
A massive fire at a western Wisconsin recycling facility is finally out. The blaze broke out at Omaha Track in the town of Campbell on French Island Tuesday. And a chemical fire at the BioLab plant in Conyers, Georgia is still affecting the air quality there. Rockdale County officials are recommending that residents shelter in place nightly at least until Friday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.